Good morning. Welcome to the Donna and Steve Experience on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Donna Valentine, Steve Patterson, producer Don McLean. Steve is back.
Oh, hey, Donna.
Hey, Steve. Hey, Don. How you feeling, man?
Feeling good. We got a new round of antibiotics that I'm on called doxycycline, if anybody is in the know regarding antibiotics. But thank you to Dawn, who filled in yesterday.
Yeah, she's
no
a rock star.
No problem.
That was just so lovely to have her here. And I got to tell you this. I had Donna reach out last night, which was really nice, and she said, hey, how you doing? And
I hope that... reached out, too.
Yes, Dawn reached out as well. Yours was a much more pure reaching out, Dawn, because Donna said, well, I'm sending my love to you and hope everybody's well. Excuse me, except the fact that I ripped on you this morning. So then I went and thought, what is she talking about? Well, here's how it sounded yesterday when I was out sick.
Welcome to a brand new week with the Donna and Steve Experience. Mine is Steve. Imagine that. Don McLean's hanging with me today.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Oh, man. Steve is a little under the weather, but hopefully he'll be back tomorrow. He's got like a little residual hanging on thing, like a sinusy thing. So,
and I appreciate it when people stay home. I don't know about you, but
I do to it. I do. But, okay, I'm going to say something controversial.
Okay, say it.
I'm not going to say suck it up.
Hey.
All I'm going to say is you. I don't know how he's feeling.
Okay, no knowledge, all right.
But if it were me, I'm going to say it.
Don't say it.
And I have a studio in my closet right off my bedroom. I probably would have sucked it up for 3 hours. That is me.
Oh, right, because he could have broadcasted from home.
He planned on broadcasting from home.
That's right. It was today and tomorrow. He was going to do that.
That's it. I come from a different generation. I don't think, you know, you need to come to work and infect everybody. But if I had a studio in my bedroom. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. I think he's texting.
Oh, well, what is he listening for?
Okay, let me come back in here.
All right,
that was not me texting. Okay,
no, it wasn't. It was Kelly Hansen saying, "I love you, Donna."
I have so many enemies in this building.
No, I'm on everybody's S list. So
no, I just texted Donna back. You are the worst. Yes. After I listened to which she said, "I'm not a bad dog." What are you talking about? I did not listen yesterday because you know what I did is I slept yesterday. I didn't wake up until almost 10 o'clock.
Okay.
You know, one of the things they tell you to do, we had a decision to make. Zip it, Donna. We had a decision to make.
Over here.
Which was, you know, Lou and I were supposed to co-host Twin Cities Live yesterday.
Oh.
So we had a decision, a call that had to be made on Sunday night. And as Dev threw up for the 9th or 10th time on Sunday night, we realized she wouldn't be able to go in and do that. I then, as the weekend progressed, started feeling this stupid sinus infection that makes me my most irritable version of myself coming back, even though I had gone through the full antibiotics. And then it came back. Reached out to my peeps at Virtuwell, by the way. Shout out to them. They said, hey, that's a treatment failure. They get you on a new antibiotic. No extra cost to you. It was great. Anyway, here's what you have to do. You have to. Yes, I would have been home here alone. But what's the thing they tell you? Just try to get rest. And if you wake up early and then prep the radio show and then talk for 3 hours, and then you have to go and get a COVID test because you have to get a COVID test to get back into any building at any point, your day isn't exactly filled with rest. And then the only time to rest is if the kids are out of the house, which is during the school time. By the time you get home from the doctor or the GS labs in Shakopee, then the kids are home, and then someone's got to be driven to dance practice, and so you're just parenting. It's just a whole thing.
I'm sorry I blew
Whatever.
I got to be me.
And you know what else I was thinking of was Project Down and Dirty, and I'm thinking, oh, I got to kick this thing before we start working outdoors in the freezing cold with construction equipment, which begins tomorrow, I think.
Yes, it does.
Are we meeting tonight?
Tomorrow.
Good God, I hope not.
No?
Tomorrow.
We're meeting tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night, 6:30, we have a dinner.
Didn't we get an email from Amy, our boss, that said, we will not be meeting, we'll meet sometime in mid-November. So this must be an impromptu thing.
Oh.
Because she sent an email out yesterday,
and it said, but I just misunderstood that thing, that part.
That's tomorrow night, 6:30.
Optional. Good to know. I need to get somebody to watch my dog.
I don't think it's optional. And it, she said, by popular demand, which means some of you. I have to just some
when you say
of you,
you. Do you mean us or the listeners?
No, no, no. I mean you too, or other people, Kalina Bradley, Lojay. Someone had to tell her, no, we want to get together in the evening. So now, Donna, we'll be sitting around smoking heaters till 6:30 when Lojay gets off the air, and then having the dinner because somebody went over to Amy and said, no, we got to get together. No, I want to meet the whole team.
That's Amy wanting us to get together.
I don't know. Either way, we're getting together now. So
what I did say was I wouldn't mind staying overnight. I spoke too soon because I realized I don't have anyone to let my dog out, so I have to go home. Then in the morning, I have to, you know, like
this
everybody's
is why
got
I don't
things.
Have a dog.
And this is why I'm like, why are we waiting last minute to get our schedules?
This is how it happens. Donna, don't you understand at this point? And you know what? We just need to call it like it is. It's not just Amy. God love Amy Daniels. Brooke likes to control the power in this situation as well. Both Brooke and Amy get power hungry right at this time of year. It's the truth of the matter. And someone has to say it. Brooke could have given us this schedule
a week ago.
Instead, we're getting it tonight. So that when our significant others or our dogs or whatever say, what time should I expect you home? You can't give them any answer. You don't know
you
what the schedule looks like. What you gotta be.
Yeah.
And I'm not in the, if I was in the building right now, I wouldn't say that because I'll be walking past Brooke
right.
next commercial
and now
break.
I have to.
You
and
have
I
to.
I just want to say I'm no part of that.
Me either. The Brooke part.
Don, do you disagree with me? Come on. Brooke and Amy both get power hungry during Project Down and Dirty.
I think what happens, honestly, is there's so many balls in the air.
Oh.
You know, that they're just trying to put
too
it all
many
together.
Balls.
Always.
Yes. One is too many. Yeah, what? They're...
What? Wow. Jeez.
Anyway, I think they've just... They're overwhelmed and they have a lot going on and they're trying to put everything together. But you're right.
Oh,
now we're
going
to be sitting there for 6.5 hours before the dinner even starts.
You just went full political there. You're on the mic. You're just playing it right. This mic would go off if I was in that studio right now during a commercial break. You'd be like, seriously, why couldn't they just send it to us earlier? I'm the only person with conviction and courage right now because I'm not in the building.
Well, that's why I was talking smack about you yesterday because you weren't here.
That's right. It's how it goes.
Oh, man. Well, I would only say this in a very, let me get my Minnesota passive aggressive on.
Yeah, do it.
We love Brooke and Amy, too.
Let me I didn't say anything about Brooke.
But you know I'm right. She's the one who controls the calendar.
Okay, so this is kind of like when you work at a restaurant and mm-hmm. you are the server. The thing that bugged me about working in restaurants is that you are the face of everything that happens and your tip is based on everything that happens.
Yes.
But there's a bartender. There's a cook involved.
There's a busboy.
There's a busboy. There's the dumb hostess who seats you three tables at once.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
And the hate
I'm
mail
so
to
sorry.
Dawn.
If you're a hostess, you know you've done this before.
You know you're dumb.
You know you've triple sat somebody. You know what I mean? And so then that...
Oh, look at the time.
The table doesn't know all those details, but you get stiffed.
Yes, you're right.
Because the bartender is flirting with Amber.
Let's take a break. Let's take a break. Okay. When we come back, we might get into some things that make you go, huh? Like
and
how Joe Pesci may have been Jimi Hendrix, or we might get into some trouble.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we'll do some more Project Down and Dirty. This always happens on the eve. Some venting coming your way. Anyway, we got all that stuff coming up next on Don and Steve on My Talk.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back. You're listening to Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. Don't forget about Project Down and Dirty. Construction at Extreme Sandbox, Minnesota. Our matching partner is Dean's Home Services. They're helping our charity, Make-A-Wish Minnesota.
Woo.
So follow along on air, on social media, and online tomorrow through Friday. Mm. You can learn more by using keyword project at mytalk1071.com. I want to just mention that you can donate to our team right now.
Yes.
Follow the prompts on our website.
It's really easy to find.
To Team Donna and Steve.
Woo-hoo. And it's through GiveMN. So
which is amazing.
It's a safe way to donate that's all secure and everything.
Absolutely. So here's the deal. Make-A-Wish Minnesota is amazing. We've already raised a little bit of money. So thank you to James and Gina and Rebecca.
Great.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. So they have granted more than 6,000 wishes to create, you know, hope and strength and joy, of course, to kids with critical illnesses. And we learned from Gina from Make-A-Wish that they are a chapter-based organization.
Right. Here. Yeah. You hear the name Make-A-Wish and you think, oh my gosh, it's like a global conglomerate in the world of nonprofit. But it's an individual localized chapter, which means they need to raise money and they need to do that locally so that they can help to make wishes come true for local kids who are facing, you know, critical illness.
Yeah. And we would love to help them, you know, with some extra money in their budget.
Dough.
Yes. So if you would be so kind as to donate, we would really appreciate it. And so would the families of the Make-A-Wish kids. So do that today. In the meantime, let's do this.
Did Brooke come in during the break or anything? Okay, cool. No, she probably didn't hear.
We're all good.
Like the nicest person.
Yeah, she really is.
Her and Jess.
Yes.
Which makes her desire to, you understand her inner dark craving to hold and wield the power once a year, right? Because she is so kind and puts up with us the rest of the year. And she's like, you know what?
This is where she gets her chance to passive aggressively punish us.
Yes. This is what I mean.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
You guys, I am kind of freaking out right now because I didn't realize this was a mandatory dinner tomorrow. And I don't know what I'm going to do.
I got to look back through my emails. Anyway.
I'm telling you, I feel, and I, by the way, was sitting at home yesterday, and when I saw that email come through, I thought some loudmouth on our team was like, no, we want to go. And honest to goodness, I figured it was Donna. I just thought it was Donna who was like, we should get together.
No, I was like, I would like to stay a night, but I wasn't like, yeah, let's stay as long as possible.
Well, and what she was offering too, Bea Arthur, was that if we wanted a room, we could get a room for that night. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Okay, here, let me just read this one thing really quick. It says...
Is that the paper that you're holding up? What does it say?
It says, you will not be living together. Dress warmly. Wear boots or tennis shoes. And the last thing, no staff gathering on any of the nights. The schedule for you all is so spread out during the day that gathering would be tough. We do have a staff outing in the works for mid-November. Says it right there.
Okay.
Okay, now wait, I've got here. Now, here's your updated email. Are you ready?
Okay, yeah.
The updated email comes out yesterday at 1:58 p.m.
Okay, this came out, hold on, 10:38 a.m. yesterday.
All right, Dateline, 1:58 p.m., Monday. Okay, from Amy Daniels to the staff. By popular demand, we will have a staff gathering Wednesday night at Treasure Island. We will hang at about 6:30 for dinner and drinks. And then she said, if you want to stay overnight, you need to tell her yesterday by 3 p.m.
Okay. I did see that. I did get a text from Grant, and he said, you got to let Amy know if you need a room. And I said, I can't make it work now. I don't have anyone to watch my dog. Oh, man.
So now what? Who did this? Who made this happen? Now, listen, we will enjoy it when we're there. When we never get to sit around the same table with everybody.
Let's just carpool, Steve. Steve,
no.
Come on, you can stop at my house.
No, I need to. No. No. Oh my gosh. Do you know what I hate more than driving someone? Being driven by someone. Oh, I don't know your driving record, Donna. I don't know. You know, the only thing I know about you driving vehicles is when we talk sometimes in the morning and you're cursing at people on the streets of Minneapolis and St. Paul.
Fair enough.
No, I don't want you to drive.
All right, fine. Anyway.
I got to do this solo drive to Hastings. Let me do it on Wednesday. Tomorrow, I just want to try it. Okay. And then if I feel like, oh my gosh, I could really use a companion, then I will reach out to you and we'll audible on Thursday.
Can you guys forward me the email that said by popular demand? Because I didn't get it.
I don't think
I'm not on it.
Okay, hang on.
Look through the list.
All right, hang on a second. Now this is getting really interesting. Here's who's on it.
Okay.
Steve, Rocco, Colleen, Bradley, Holly,
Steve,
Julia, Lori. The morning show's not on it.
Who's Steve?
Me!
Oh!
Donna! Son of a gun!
Wait a second. Forget about that. We're not on it.
You're not on it.
Why?
I don't know. So now, who did this to us? Was it Julia and Lori?
Or
was it Holly? Bradley, it was Colleen.
Steve. You guys, it doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. Steve. It matters that we don't have all the information. I don't have all the information.
Oh, this is fun.
You know what I thought it meant also,
what?
P.S.? When it said no gathering at night, I thought she was saying do not drink and get all rowdy at night, because I read it over four times and I'm like, what does that mean? That means don't get together and booze it up because of COVID and keeping safe.
Yeah,
in
and just a bad track record
and
in
just
general.
Because this is going to be difficult with construction equipment. You don't want to be hungover. That's what I thought it meant.
Joe Pesci and Jimi Hendrix played in the same band at different times, but Joe Pesci could have turned into Jimi Hendrix, or Jimi Hendrix into Joe Pesci.
Nice save, Steve.
You got it, buddy. Why aren't you? Are you going to be at the dinner, Dawn?
No,
I don't even.
It's just
going to
be like me, Donna, and Julia.
No, I don't have that email. I'm not going.
You're not on it?
No,
you're on that email. I'm forwarding it to you now. We got to go.
No, I don't want it.
All right, welcome back to the Donna and Steve Disaster on My Talk 107.1.
Everything entertainment. We're just trying out different names for the show. I think Disaster is a little more appropriate.
Feels good, too. Certainly sets the bar the lowest, which is what we like.
I know.
Anytime it's not an absolute dumpster fire, they're like, good show, guys. Yep. Come back tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh.
We got off to a little bit of a rocky start.
Yeah, okay, we're good now. Two segments.
Quick Brooke check-in. Have we seen Brooke?
Nope, I put a chair in front of the door so nobody could get in.
So
she told me to lock the door, and I go, there are no locks on studio doors.
Oh.
For a reason. In radio, there are no locks on studio doors.
Because you could go pirate, right?
Yeah, you could go, I don't like this station. You know what they did to me?
Howard Stern has done it to pig vomit before.
He set the precedent. No locks.
Wow.
Thanks, Howard.
But we were talking about, we all collectively were talking about how Brooke is power hungry one time a year to offset her kindness. You know, never have I looked into this camera and seen such agreeing eyes before than when I said, Brooke, yes, Dawn McClay, don't back up. I saw it. You can't make me unsee what I saw.
I was in agreement that I wanted the schedule.
That's
because
right.
Because I really honestly did think that I missed an email, because obviously I wasn't on the one for the dinner. I'm not going to the
That's
dinner.
That's true. Honestly, you don't have to.
I don't know about it.
How did... Why...
I don't know.
It's not like it's a 10 p.m. dinner. I get it, like the morning show, you guys need to get to sleep. But 6:30, they could get out of there by 8, be asleep by 8:30.
I don't know. I mean, how would Jason even know about it if he's not on the email? Because Jason would refuse if he knew about it.
He must not know about it.
Yeah.
I mean, he's out of my... Donna, why don't you think for a moment what dinner without the buffer... Like, Jason would be a good buffer. Kenny, I don't know if he's been seen publicly in 2 years, mm-mm, but he would be, you know, an interesting distraction. Now, imagine this. There's only so many seats at this table. It's a small invite-only gathering. You sitting right next to eeny, meeny, miny, Lori. This is going to be bad. We know that she doesn't like us. She doesn't like our show. She thinks we're stealing all of their ideas.
We basically have been...
Why? Because we did a book club, hashtag it's not a book club, and we do LA Talk It instead of Hollywood Speak It. Whatever, man.
Well, you're on your game today, even though you're
under
really
the weather.
Under the weather. It's amazing how you can just do the show.
Doxycycline.
Okay. Wow, imagine if you could have done it yesterday. That would have been amazing.
Donna is the worst. I heard her and Bradley once have a conversation about millennials. And they were both talking about quickly. It was like a 2-minute conversation, and you both agreed with each other about your generation's just stick it out, do whatever. Whatever they ask you to do, just do it. And the millennials feel this sense of either entitlement or, as Bradley sort of shifted by the end of it, maybe some level of empowerment of, no, I'm going to say something different. But you would work with, I mean,
there's
walking
a lot
pneumonia.
Of like,
As I have to, I'm rubbing my eye.
In. I'm so tired because I was out last night drinking. I'm not going to make it.
The only millennial that I know,
yes,
that I work with and see work ethic is Hannah, and she's super good at her job, and she has a lot of work ethic.
I'm a millennial.
Not really.
I'm 37. I was born in 83.
Are we going to get to any entertainment news?
I do have a really good story about a plant that I have to talk about.
We're going to do that and see something, say something. If it's the plant I'm thinking of, I'm going to call out
There's
sick
also
for
cash
the final
prize
2 hours.
For me if I do it.
Uh-oh. Yeah, Dawn's getting money to do it.
This is from the morning show?
Yep.
This is from Lori.
Oh, my God. She doesn't talk to me.
Yeah, see? Well, she's going to talk to Donna tomorrow at the mandatory dinner. It's going to be D-Val and Barghini.
It's not mandatory.
It's mandatory.
No, Amy was like, you know, I was thinking if you can come, come. That's what
did
she said.
Did you hear that?
Wait, yeah. When did you hear
Wait
this?
Wait a minute, this is news to us. It was just me and Amy and
when?
In the office yesterday.
Your boy, you know what? You're talking out of both sides of your mouth this morning.
Yeah, what's Because
you just acted totally like it was all new information. You were untrustworthy heading into Project Down and Dirty, and that's a bad place for the Dawn and Steve disaster to be. You real Dawn, you I heard just, it at the beginning I of the show. Really, what email? What dinner? That tomorrow?
I didn't
She,
say,
Amy,
I
and Grant
didn't
had a conversation.
I said I didn't know it was mandatory. She said, you know, I'm thinking about having a dinner and see who wants to come. I'm like, okay.
Okay,
I could
well,
if I could
Donna,
stay overnight.
This is kind of news to me because Steve is right here. You kind
but
of
you walked
like
in,
you
were
know.
Kind of there too.
Mentally? I mean, I had just done a double shift.
Yeah, she just double time because I was just I took a millennial mental health day.
I'm kidding.
I feel very good.
You guys, I really didn't know about the dinner.
I'm frustrated
not on the email.
That means you don't have to go.
I think Amy thinks we all want to hang out together. And the
I
truth is none of
to.
Us want to.
No, we like it only when it's forced upon us. It's usually day two of Project Down and Dirty when we're like, you know what? This is fun. This is nice all being together. This is rare. But we generally hate it heading in.
Yeah. Agree. You guys, I just learned something this morning that we're not going to be broadcasting outside.
Yes, that's true.
I didn't know that. There's I thought
inside.
There was going to be just a card table out there.
Me too. That's positive.
That is because I was very sad, Panda, when it was snowing.
It started snowing yesterday.
Guys.
How about that?
Anyway, Oprah's got her list of favorite things out right now.
Yeah, she does.
What are they? Oh, I told you some of them in the Dirt Alert.
Yeah,
I think,
you did.
Or just a broad spectrum.
Well, how about this? Donna, did you see and would you wear the UGG Women's Gertrude Long Teddy Coat?
Probably.
click on the top link that I have there.
Okay.
You can see a picture of it. First thing on the list. CNN did sort of a condensed version of it.
Yes, I would definitely wear that.
You would, huh?
Yep, I like texture. I like that.
It is highly textured. It looks very robe-ish, but I think that they're suggesting this one is okay to be worn out.
I would wear that as a coat. I wouldn't wear that as a robe.
Okay.
It's $248, so I'll take a pass.
Okay.
All right.
Scroll down just a little bit more.
Okay.
Barefoot Dreams Cozy Chic Ribbed Hooded Robe. A robe for $158.
I like it, but I'm not paying that much.
Can't you just get it for that, virtually that same thing for $30 at Kohl's?
Correct.
I mean, plus don't you get hot in a robe after a while?
Well, it depends on if you're wearing it like just out of the shower or if you're, you know, I usually,
I wear a robe.
Or if it's an intimate time.
Well, no, that's not a keep you warm. You know, that won't make you hot. That'll be off in no time. It's like a tablecloth,
right.
Thin silk or something like that. At least the ones I wear. But
I get down to the 1999 water repellent packable puffer vest. Now you're talking.
Oh, I've got one on. Look at it.
Oh yeah. I had one on yesterday.
You know, I've never really worn a puffer vest. And I've
They're
lived
really
in Minnesota
convenient.
For almost 8 years.
If you're like raking leaves or something.
Yeah. And your arms are like, I'm fine, but your chest feels cold.
Sure. Do people still wear aprons when they cook?
I do.
You
I
do?
Do a couple of real cute ones.
I have some cute ones. I've never worn an apron, I can say, honestly, in my entire life.
Well, let's Julia Child, let's stop acting like you're throwing flour around the kitchen at night. I'm just saying, wartime diet that you've been on your entire adult life doesn't exactly necessitate...
I bake during Christmas.
An apron. It's funny that you mentioned
wartime.
The apron. Lou just said a couple weeks ago... Lou said a couple weeks ago, I wish I had an apron. I've never worn an apron. And she said, I wish I had an apron.
Well, I've got five that she can have, never been worn.
No, for the first time
she
in my life.
She was giving you a hint to buy it for her for Christmas.
Dawn,
this
I bought,
is what you need. You
I bought it for her that day. Amazon, they arrived in 2 days and I didn't even tell her. And then she just sent me a picture and said, well, look what just arrived in the mail. What a thoughtful husband. And I never am. I'm a very thoughtless gift giver.
Yeah, you are.
I don't remember her coffee order. I don't remember her McDonald's order. I have to text her every time. And I think she finds it on some level hurtful.
I would.
I'm trying to take notes. Donna.
What?
I don't wear an apron often. Oh, sweet.
What kind of aprons did you get her?
I cook every night.
You just boil stuff.
I don't boil anything unless it's pasta.
What do you mean?
Just go away.
No, I'm here, Donna. You wanted me back. I'm here. The aprons are really cute. Amazon has some cute ones. Steve's favorite things. And they're it was like two for 17 or 18 bucks. And they're really cute designs. I was just worried about the length because some people were saying even though they're adjustable, I don't know if you have to get like a small, medium, or large in terms of length. I don't know. I never bought aprons before.
Getting back to Oprah's favorite things, you got to be kidding me. She's got a dog, like a bandana for your dog to wear around his neck for $93. It's a bandana, a leash, and a bag for poop bags. Oh, it's all in that? Yeah.
It all comes together.
It's $93.
Did you see the Foul Weather Boots by Tori Burch?
Not
I think
yet.
They cost almost $230, but I like that it's called Tory Burch Women's Foul Weather Boots. $228. Amazon. You can go out in the snow. You can go out in the rain. But they're also good looking. They're white on top, and then a thin red line around the bottom of the shoe, and then thick, chunky black soles.
Can we be honest about this?
Absolutely.
This is just her getting a bunch of sponsors. She's not using any of these things. These aren't her favorite things.
She's getting affiliate links right now.
Absolutely. This is just, a bunch of people giving her money to post it. Donna. It's all sponsorship stuff.
That's true. That's sad, though,
what
isn't
a
it?
Bummer.
We used to trust her.
We used to trust her. She's not trustworthy.
You don't trust her anymore?
Nope.
Come on, we can trust her.
I don't trust her.
She's just trying to pay her bills.
Okay.
Come on. All what right. about the hydro connected rowing machine? $1,800.
No, I'll go to the gym for $16 a month and use it there.
Speaking of which, any progress on that
Not
front?
Not yet.
All right.
Thanks for asking.
You got it, buddy.
Yep. It's going to happen.
When we come back, it's time for If You See Something, Say Something. Dawn is dirty. And she brought a story about a plant, which should not be dirty. But I think if it's the plant story I saw a few days ago, it's super dirty.
I got to look at it.
I'm not looking at it.
Oh, don't wait until.
Okay, I'll wait.
Right, okay. We'll get into that when we come back on Donna and Steve on My Talk.
Welcome back. It's the Tuesday edition of the Donna and Steve Experience, which means coming up on My Talk 107.1 is Confessions at 11:30 today.
The confession question today is this. What's something you tried once and will never try again? One time was enough. You thought, nah.
I like it. I got something.
Me too.
You can relate to it, I think. But that is coming up at 11:30. In the meantime, you can email us your response to that, Donna and Steve Show at mytalk1071.com. Or you could go to our Facebook page, or you could just wait and then give us a call.
Just sit there. Stay. We'll tell you when to call.
You can wait. All right. In the meantime, this.
Hey, if you see something, say something. Oh, that is catchy, huh?
If you see something, say something with Donna and Steve.
If you see something, say something. Come on and party tonight.
Hey, everybody loves talking about plants.
Yes.
Plants are fun.
They are, and some of them grow so fast. It's like if you sat there, I'm wondering if you could watch it, you know?
Yeah.
This is from livescience.com. The title is Girthy Penis Plant Blooms for the First Time, Sparking Excitement at a Dutch Garden. So this is this penis plant. The real name is Amorphophallus decasylvae. Oh. And now this is a type of penis plant. It bloomed for the first time last week after 6 years of growth.
Oh, my.
Wait a second. That looks like the corpse flower.
Kind of does, yes. This is a tuber plant.
Ooh.
And over the past month, the bud grew to be about 1.6 feet. So that's a lot of growth in a month. It's now 6.5 feet.
Whoa.
And last week, the bud finally unfurled, exposing an erect structure, standing proudly at its center, according to this statement. The white phallus-like structure called the spadix extended upward from a collar of ribbed purple foliage known as the spathe. It does have a distinct odor, a pungent aroma of rotting meat.
Been there.
Steve, your thoughts.
I'm looking at this plant. This plant does not look like a wiener.
I agree with you.
And it feels like frat boys got together and they were like, oh, let's pretend this is super wiener-ish. And then they wrote a full wiener article. They got all their cute little puns in.
This is livescience.com. A very respectable science magazine that I read every day.
Okay. Me too. I'm a subscriber.
Homepage. I thought that there would be... Listen, we're all adults. Your standard mushroom looks more wiener-ish than that plant does.
Oh, I see what you mean. Sure. Well, it just depends on what side of the world you live on. You know?
I suppose so.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Did we just slide into circumcision talk?
Yeah.
Hashtag weenie beanie.
Wow. I'm with you. I don't think this looks like a...
I don't think so.
I think it looks like the corpse flower that you could have seen right here at the Arboretum, I believe.
Does that one smell super terrible?
Yes. Yeah, that's the why corpse it's flower? A corpse flower. Let me look up a corpse flower and see if it looks wiener-like.
Yeah, I'm going to look it up, too.
Okay, me too. Everybody, look up corpse
and
flower.
Also look up penis plant. And you can see the erect structure.
Oh, yeah. It looks just like the corpse flower.
It's almost identical.
Almost identical. You're so right.
You know what it looks like? It just looks like a tulip with a big, you call the middle part of the flower.
Jason Statham?
The pupil.
Uh-oh. Looking to my mind. Isn't it an S word, like a stay?
It is. Yeah. Let's see. Parts of a flower. The stigma, the style, the petal.
Stigma.
Yeah, it's the stigma. It's just very large.
Yeah.
So when they say remove the stigma, we want to get rid of the stigma.
Yes. They want to pull that out of the flower. So it just,
let me look. Cause,
you could grow one of these and people wouldn't think you have a wiener plant.
But it takes a long time. It's like 6 years. No, the last time this bloomed over there was like in the 90s, wasn't it?
6 years ago.
Oh, 6 years ago.
They've been growing
it
for 6 years. So I guess it takes six years to open up.
And
it's shy. It's a little bit shy. You know, you got to work on it. But so I guess it's a type of penis plant. So it's saying that there are a group of plants are penis plants.
No.
Yeah, because the corpse flower is part of that.
Yeah, and it has a different name completely. So I guess there are a group of penis plants.
Oh, the pistil.
Whoa,
careful,
I got
now.
Real scared.
Oh, the pistil. Wow. The pistil or the carpal is another.
The carpal?
Yeah, don't worry
the
about
tunnel,
it, Steve.
The carpal?
The stalk.
Yeah.
This is fun. Plant talk.
Do you know you can get carpal tunnel sometimes just by being pregnant? One of the weird pregnancy things. What to expect when you're expecting. Yeah, you can get carpal tunnel syndrome for no apparent reason.
Good to know.
You can also want to eat ashes and notebooks. What do they call that again?
Oh, pica or pica.
Yeah.
You want to eat laundry detergent? They say if you start craving Tide Pods, tell us. Or powder. Yeah. They do say that when you're pregnant. They say if you start to crave laundry detergent or dirt.
What does that mean?
Your body is deficient in something like iron, and you literally want to eat, like, some people just start
couch
eating
cushion
dirt.
Stuff, like weird, yes. Like couch cushions, dirt, ashes,
yes,
and notebooks, Donna.
Notebooks.
I'm serious. Just hey, honey, I'm picking up food. Could you grab me a mead college ruled?
Yeah. Oh my God.
This is weird. That's what happens.
All right. I didn't know that. That's fun to know.
Carpal tunnel. There was a couple that got married out in California. They had this Taco Bell wedding.
Oh, cute.
And I just thought, these are my kind of people. Because I went to the Bell. I ran for the border on Friday night and loved it, as always. By the way, the quesarito is back at Taco Bell. Huge news. The quesarito is back.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a quesadilla and a burrito together, and it's amazing. And it's, I think you just have to ask for it by name, guys. All right. I didn't see it on the menu. I just asked for it, and he said, yeah, we can get you that steak,
no
chicken,
kidding.
Or beef.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. What's in it?
It's steak, chicken, or beef? You can get, like, there's rice in there. There's, pick your protein. I chose steak for that. And then there's a quesadilla. Sort of a wrapping, and then they put some other level of carbohydrates outside of it. It is my favorite thing I've ever had from Taco Bell, even better than the grilled stuff burrito.
Is there a crunch to it or anything?
There's not a crunch, Donna. Good question. It's not a full crunch situation, but it's so nicely toasted. The wrap.
So it's definitely like quesadilla-like. It's just what's inside is different.
But it's a tube.
Oh, it's a tube.
It's a tube quesadilla.
Oh, it's not a disc.
Not a disc. It's a tube. Dawn's out.
All right. Bye, Dawn.
Thank you, Dawn.
Good talking to you.
That was a good hour.
See you tomorrow.
All right.
Rocco still with the show?
I think so. Nice. I think so, at least for today.
Okay.
Hey, when we come back, let's talk about that new Coldplay album that you sampled.
Okay.
Okay, though.
I got questions.